Hello.
Hello. Hello, my name is Heather, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
What company is this?
This is customer support. We service different
companies. No, customer support for which company?
I'm trying to explain to you. We service different companies and products. I wouldn't know unless I have your account pulled up. Can you provide me with your zip code?
92345.
What's your first and last name?
Raymond Turriaga.
Can you spell your last name for me?
T-U-R-R-I-A-G-A. The reason I'm calling is because I had a charge on my credit card, and I don't recognize the charge, and this is the number that came along with the charge. So that's why I'm asking you, what company is this? Otherwise, I'm going to tell them it's a fraud.
Okay, you said T-U-R-R-I-A. G-G-A?
G-A.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
Can you verify who the hell this is?
I can't see until I pull your account up. I can't speak with you about the account until I verify
it. I don't have an account.
Can you verify
your
address so I can further assist you?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your address so I can further assist you?
This is the last thing I'm verifying.
That's all I
need. 7525 Pismo Avenue, Hesperia, California.
Okay, give me one moment. Your account is loading. I'm still here. My computer is loading. I'm still here. Just give me one moment. We're experiencing some system issues.
America has the slowest computers in the world. Is this company Mindful Electronics? What is that?
I don't know because I don't have your account pulled up. Just give me 1 second. We're experiencing system issues.
How do you know not what you work for?
I don't know because we service a numerous amount of companies and products. So I don't know any information until I get in the account. And right now the account is not loading because we're having system issues. Just bear with me.
I'll have to call COO back.
Maybe we just show our VA card.
I don't know if that will work.
You've got mail.
That was odd as heck. Okay, even in the email, it's only two names, and that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So looking at your account, I do see where on the 9th of December, you pay shipping and handling for a Trump hat, like a cap, and when you ordered that hat, it automatically enrolled you into the Factory Direct Savings Club. So that's the $67.32. That's a membership fee for the Factory Direct Savings Club.
I didn't sign up for that. Definitely not.
Did you order the hat?
I ordered the hat, but I didn't order anything else that goes with it.
Okay, so when you ordered the hat, it was in the terms and conditions that it's going to automatically enroll you into that membership.
Well, fine. I guess I will tell them that this is fraud because I did not order it.
Thank you. Now, give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see if we can issue you a refund.
Okay.
I think that is being examined. The instructions. So suppose you're at sea and a storm comes up. What do? I throw out an anchor. And what if another storm comes up? I throw out another anchor. But what if an even bigger storm comes? a bigger anchor. But where are you getting all these anchors from? The same place you're getting all your storms.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So we have you refunding that amount for the 6732. We'll be back into your account for, within 3 to 5 business days. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 263-299-501.
C-263-299-what?
263-299-501.
501.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.